Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go, with a hey and a hi and a hey and a hi, hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho. This is the three little pigs on their way to work, telling you about Aladdin and his magic box. Many people get confused when they hear all these fairy tales, and they don't know which is up and which is down. At supper this evening, we were discussing, at least I was discussing, the magic lantern that Aladdin had. And it's his instant illumination. Now, what is the magic lantern that Aladdin had? Aladdin had the magic lantern of bringing him everything he could possibly desire. He rubbed the lantern, and out came the genie, and the genie said, "Your wish is my command." And that's what the magic lantern genie said, "Your wish is my command." That's all that it said. And so Aladdin enjoyed the magic lamp, and he enjoyed all of the wishes that he could possibly want. And then one day, a man and his wife were having difficulties, and Aladdin said, "Here, let me give you my magic lamp to help you so that you can have a more fulfilled life." And the man and his wife said, "Oh, how wonderful of you to do that." So he took the magic lamp, and he went to his home, and he wished for a few wishes, and everything was beautiful. But then the neighbors noticed how he had completely changed, and his life was very wealthy, where he had been very poor before. And they said, "What have you done?" And he said, "Well, I have this magic lamp, and it gives me any wishes that I like." "Oh, really? But it had only three wishes, and I've already wished the three wishes, so now it's just an ordinary lamp." And they said, "Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad." And so when they said that was too bad, they didn't bother thinking of stealing his lamp, because they thought the lamp was a useless thing and was not going to do anything for them, be of benefit to them. Now, you see, we all tell stories. We all tell stories, and this is how the stories get started. This is how fairy tales get whomped out of shape and size and become nothing, and nobody starts believing in them because this is what they're saying. Now, what is the truth about Aladdin and his magic lamp? The truth is, the lamp does exist. It exists in everyone's life. And the lamp is something that everyone has and can call upon as they wish. It's called the divine within them. Now, this is what Aladdin did. Aladdin was wishing so much for things in his life and wishing that things would come true. And in wishing for these things to come true, he all of a sudden started having them come true. And a voice inside him said, "Your wish is my command. Your wish is my command." And so he laid it on this magic lamp, which was truly just an ordinary lamp. But people began seeing him having wonderful gifts in his life, and they thought, how did he do that? Did he steal it? Did he rob it? Did he take it from somebody? And he merely told them the story of the magic lamp. He didn't say, "I spoke to my divine inner self and called forth the truth about myself and am enjoying all of those wonderful things in my life." He didn't say that, because he knew everyone would laugh at him, because he was not particularly a spiritual man. He was not particularly a wise man. He was not particularly an old man. He was just a lucky man, because he thought his thought, and he thought it so powerfully and so strongly that it manifests. Children's wishes oftentimes come true because they think it so strongly and so powerfully that it is done. Now, Ingeborg was saying, "We must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven." And I said, "No." I said, "If we become as a little child, we'll enter the kingdom of heaven. But we don't must. Because what is the truth about it? Anybody want to give me the answer?"
"Speak." "We are it."
"That's right. We don't have to do it to enter the kingdom of heaven, because we already are in the kingdom of heaven. We already are sainted. We already are fantastic. We already are good. Now, when are you going to start believing it? When are you going to think your thoughts so beautifully, so wonderfully, so strongly that Shazam, there it is, manifest for you? There it is. Now, Michael called today, and he said that his wife is better. But what should Michael have said to us?
She's whole and perfect.
She's fantastic. She's whole and perfect. She's glorious. She's wonderful. But he said, we're a little worried. Don't do that. If you have worried thoughts in your mind, in your heart, then that is the kind of results you're going to have in your body and your affairs. And so, as far as we're concerned, how is Michael's wife?
She's whole and perfect.
Fantastic. Do you see her in your mind's eye of her visit here to our various functions? Do you see her, a bubbling lady?
Yes.
Going around doing all the things she wanted to do, not the least bit limited by anything. Remember? She really was a tower. She was having a great time. Now, why should we see her any differently? Why should anyone want to paint a picture of her any differently? Well, we think we're being human. We think we're being compassionate. Well, Michael told me that his father needed our prayers. And so I said, I've already treated for your father. Yes, I know, and he came out of the hospital, he's perfect. But then he had to go back because of this condition. And I said, is he still perfect? Well, he's got it. Is he still perfect? Yes. Doubt in his mind. I said, until you straighten out your thinking, your pa doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance because you're thinking him right back into the hospital just because that is the appearance that seemed to be going on. You think, hey, Dad, what are you going to the hospital for? You're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. You're glorious. Dad, your body is whole and perfect. Dad, you're wonderful. You're fantastic. Boom, boom, boom. That's all you allow yourself to have. Interesting, we should have two Michaels in one day calling up with their needs like that. But there are more. We have other Michaels. And this is so wonderful. This is so wonderful. One of our prisoners came to our attention today, and that prisoner had done some naughty things in prison, and he got in a hole, and he got pushed down, and he was very unhappy about it. You know, why did I do that? Why did I do it? And I told Ellen, tell him he lives in the present, he acts in the present, and there is no past, there is no future, he's living in the present, and he is enjoying himself wherever he is. He's not touched by his environment or his circumstances. Now, when you say that to him, yeah, but you're not here. That's right. I don't choose to be. But I didn't choose to be. Oh, yes, you did. You chose to do those things which put you there because you stood up for a principle, and the principle was that you did something you shouldn't do, and that's the penalty you pay for it. Now, are you willing to put a new cause in motion? That you are now a free spirit, that you are now released, that you are now on your way living a happy, hearty life once again? Or do you like being there because there's somebody to take care of you? You have a mother there that you didn't have at home. You have a father there that you didn't have at home. And what is it about a mother and father? A mother and father are willing to forego your love, if necessary, to require your adherence to principle. A mother and father will say, you cannot go with the other children to this theater tonight. But Mom, they're all going. I don't care, you can't go. I don't want you to see that show. That's not something that I approve of. I don't let you do things that I don't approve of because you're a minor and you're in my house. And if you want to go and do something that I don't approve of, then that's not acceptable. Yeah? But Mom, I don't care what you say. There are many, the Kennedy children would have loved to gone out and done a lot of things, but their father was strict with them. He said, I am raising presidents. I'm raising a household full of legal legislators of the United States, the big wheels. And all of you are going to be great in the world of legislation. And they were. They were. And do you think that while they were having this being raised, they liked every minute of it? Do you think they liked every minute of doing what their dad told them to do? Do you think they liked every minute of being responsible? You see, they were so in the public's eye, like a prince or princess would be, you know, and that everything they did, the rest of the world looked at and judged. And if they did it beautiful and good, then it was judged as beautiful and good. If it was not, then it was judged as not, and it became all the more confounding, all the more tumbling of who they are. Be careful. Be careful of the role you play, because you have your magic lantern. That magic lantern is the divine in you. And the divine in you is doing something very mean to you every day. The divine in you is very mean to you. Very mean. The divine in you is giving you a chance to be a brand new person every day. Well, now, what brand new person do you want to be? You want to be the brand new person that you used to be? Or you want to be a brand new person that you never thought of being? Or you want to be a brand new person that has never existed before? What do you want? Because you have 10,000 stem cells just in your brain alone, sticking their nose out into the world saying, interesting place out here. I wonder if it's a happy place or a sad place, a rich place or a poor place. Is it a whatever? You know? What wouldst thou of me, ask these stem cells? And they're ready to produce for us. Are we ready to know what we want? Are we ready to know what we'd like to have in our consciousness? Mr. Kennedy knew for his children. The king and queen of any country know for their princelings what they want from them. Yeah, you bet your life. And they got it. They got it. Some not too well, because the kid slipped out. But you see, you cannot let the kid slip out. That's like letting them go out and become diseased and bring that disease into the family. And the disease is not believing in themselves. The disease is thinking that somebody else in the world is greater than they are. The disease is all the things which would limit them. Interesting, huh? So think on these things. It's really quite important, because you're the magic person. And all these magic things you read about, all these phantasms that you read about, all these fantastical things, fantasies that you read about, they're real. They're real. It's just that we've made a joke out of them and failed to see how real they are. Yeah. Do you think there ever was a Alice in Wonderland? Think there ever was a Cinderella? Think there ever were seven dwarfs? You betcha. They're all symbols, but they're all real too. But what about you? What about you? What's your fantasy for yourself that you really want to have? Do you know? If you don't know, you can't have it. As soon as you know, then you can have it. Now, we're going to have our School of the Master. And it's going to be the 15th through the 21st of August, about. And 7 days long. It's going to be a 7-day program, regardless of whether anybody is there or not. I'm making it a 7-day program, and that's what it is. And it's starting on the 15th and going on through the 21st. And in there, we're going to have some very extensive workshops of working with finding out who it is that we are. What do we want out of life? Where do we want to get what we want out of life? We want to get it from our fathers or from the bank or something? Or do we want to just demonstrate it and have it? What do we want? Well, Herb, if you can do all those things, why don't you do it? Ah, come on now. Already done it. So, it's an intensive 7-day workshop. I work with a think tank committee of researching experts through practical roundtable experiences. And so we'll be talking about a lot of beautiful things. Every day we'll have three daily lectures. We'll have one daily specific workshop and one daily singing program. But we'll have more than that. We'll have many other things. I think I mentioned them here somewhere. Probably toward the end of my notes here. Probably toward the beginning of my notes. So, we'll have fun. And it'll be great. And we'll be doing lots of great things. And I know that each one of you who choose to be there, and I say choose to be there, because the day is going to be scheduled so that you'll get to bed early and you can get up in a comfortable time. And there will be no swimming and no recreation in the jacuzzi or in any of these other things. If you fit it in your schedule, that's fine, but it won't be scheduled. And there will be no counseling. Be no counseling with anybody, because we're going to be counseling all day long in our seminars, and very intensive. And the counseling tends to be generalized things where you just sort of chit-chatting, and we want to get into reality things where we're putting causes in motion that are really doing great things. We'll be having this on the internet a couple more times before the seminar. And we'll also be having it in our lectures and talks here. So be sure to be aware of this. And if you'd like to come and attend the seminar, just come. No sweat. Ellen will send you the form that you can fill out for it. So we know who's coming. And we know that you're willing to have your money up front for whatever the seminar costs. And I don't know what it costs. Ellen sets these things up based upon how it costs to operate it. And so she'll send this to you. And I don't care if any of you are here who pay or don't pay. I'm just going to give you the greatest seminar of your life. But Ellen is very much concerned about whether you pay or don't pay. And if you do, she's going to invite you here. And if you don't, she's going to invite you to not be here. And we don't care. We don't care. We're not here to not fulfill our responsibilities, and we're not here to take the money out of the pocket of the university to make people happy and healthy and hearty. We've been doing that for years, and we'll continue doing it, unfortunately, but we've been doing it for years, and what we want to do is see some results, really. And it's so interesting how we have helped so many people, and they haven't even sent tithes into us, haven't even sent offerings into us, or anything else like that. I'm sounding a bitch, aren't I? But it just gets a little bit heavy when you think now, people go to church and they put a dollar in still, you know, or $5, and they don't even think of sending anything to the university for its operation. And I recommend that people do that, because that's a smart thing to do. Now, some of you are handling your costs here very well, and some of you are not. And Heinz always handles his costs here. He's always right on top to know what it is, and then he is always right there to give whatever it is, plus an extra donation, and that's lovely. I'm saying these things because they are important. They are important. And it's important that we do this. I can see how some of the big organizations, the founders of the organizations, are very strong with the people saying, hey, look, you got to pay. You got to pay to help run the organization. And all of a sudden the people started paying just a little bit from everybody. And pretty soon the organization was right on top, being able to serve more and more people. Because we got a lot of people in this world who are unable to meet their needs, and we work with them. We have a lot of people in this world in third countries, and we go to them and we speak to them. And they don't pay the way, but we go there, and we give them our very best, as we always do. And that's all we want everyone to do, is to give us their very best if they feel that what they're getting is worthwhile. Because I know, you go to the theater and you're paying $5 to $15 for a ticket. And certainly when you go to our programs, you should be willing to do equal to that. Or more. Or not. I don't care. That's Ellen's game. You care, Ellen?
Yes.
What do you care?
That everything is in divine order. That it's all done.
It is fine.
That it's all done. It's all divine order.
She's saying, es ist getan.
It's done.
It is done. Herb, shut up. I love you. But not,
I love,
but
I love
not,
you.
But Herb, shut up. I love you, but when you talk about money, I don't like you so much. But anyhow, I do. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.